Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know, folks, you know, when you look at a government that wants control of every aspect of your lives, you got to step back and ask the question as to where is it that they're assuming authority? I can tell you, everywhere. No holds barred, friends. They're just at full throttle right now, trying to control the lives of everybody on this planet, regardless of what the law says. That's why we're talking about, in spite of the law, they keep pushing. I'll get to more of that in just a little bit, but I do want to show you one of the very aspects that I was talking about right now, because we see that gas has now doubled in the United States of America, and in some cases tripled across the United States. What they want to do now is, according to CNBC, they want to reduce speed limits in car-free Sundays. The IEA has a 10-point plan to cut oil use. Wow! Wow! First, they somehow or another strip 329.5 million people of the right to go ahead and use their own resources, in convincing them that we have to buy it from a different country, and then when that doesn't work and all else fails, they gouge the American people through the politicians working for the powers that are tolerated, and before you know it, they want another facet of control over your lives. They want to reduce the speed limits, friends. They want to reduce the speed limits. They want to make Sundays car-free now. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. In every crisis, folks, that's all you have to do is look to the details, and you will find as to who's responsible for creating those crises. Remember over and over and over again, they reminded us, friends, that they want a new world order. The way they do that is create that crisis. And for every crisis, go ahead and take a look back behind the curtain, and you will find those that mean to control you right on cue without fail, every single scenario. Also wanted to let you know, too, Tim Brown, morning show host for SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, he just sent this to me. Now, if you're on one of the affiliates in 155 cities across the country, don't worry about it. I'll read it for you. You're not going to be able to understand this. If you're on social media platforms, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe to that page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You will see it on social media platforms and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Check this out. We're now finding out, friends, I kid you negative, and we've known this. For people that are paying attention to what's actually happening, we know this. We know who's calling the shots. And so we just received some information this morning, again from Tim Brown, where he shared that a French reporter discovered Zelensky isn't in charge, the Pentagon is. I know you can talk to France about that as well. You can talk to Germany about that as well. Folks, you need to understand that this isn't just by chance happening. Now, I want to show this to you on social media platforms. I am going to mute it because it's all done. It sounds like in Russian. I'll leave it there just a little bit, but I'm going to read what it tells us over the top concerning the English language, okay? So here we go. The reporter said, I just spent 8 days in the Ukraine. He said, I accompanied French volunteers. You know, there was an appeal, he said. He also goes on and says that at the beginning of President Zelensky, who called, I'm waiting for it to come up, for international volunteers with combat experience, he said, and so I accompanied three Frenchmen, one of whom has been a soldier before, and two who had fought together in Rova against ISIS. Okay? So people with military experience, I spent several days with them, this reporter said. I had the surprise, and so did they, to discover that to be able to enter the Ukrainian army, well, it's the Americans who are in charge, he said. We almost got arrested. We were confronted with an American who, in fact, came to tell us, here I am in charge, not the Ukrainians, but me. That's what the American said. I'm talking of the training and enrollment of international volunteers in the Ukrainian army. The guy even gave me his name. He is a veteran of the Iraqi war. Yep. I did my verifications. It's a report that can be found in the Figaro magazine. He took us for volunteers at the beginning, and I was extremely surprised by the violence of the words of this American. When he saw that we were journalists, he had us to leave. He asked us to leave, and I got to slow down here a little bit on the video. He asked us to leave, but still it was. The American said, I'm in charge. Take the chips out of your cell phones, said the Americans. Okay, especially the international ones, we will give you other chips, ETC, it states. It goes on, and then we sign a contract, contracted until the end of the war, and who is in charge, question mark? It's the Americans. I saw it with my own eyes, said this French reporter. It's not the U.S. Army officially, of course. But nevertheless, there's the American footprint. It's quite significant. We know that yesterday they sent 100 new weapons, which are called switchblades. They are some sort of drones that are fired by mortar. Then they can be remotely controlled. So new weapons, officially they have done it, and they're going, he said, to do it. They have been there. That's the truth, said the French reporter. He said, I have the impression, beyond the romantic aspect of this war, he goes on and states, I thought I was with the international brigades, and I found myself facing the Pentagon. Facing the Pentagon. Friends, again, and again, we've pointed the finger back at Washington, D.C., as the ones calling the shots for literally, we're getting to the point almost on two decades now concerning the information that we've relayed to you as to where it's coming from. Now, I know in part, in a big part, that Americans, they love their favorite conservative talking heads that give them all the bad news. I understand that. But that's not what we're doing here. We're cross-checking the information that we're sharing with you, and we're also laying responsibility as to how to bring about the resolve that so many declare that they have or that they want. Now, I'm saying that for the very reason, friends, that nothing is going to change until we, as a people, individually and corporately, take responsibility before God to correct these issues. This is happening on your watch, America. This is coming out of D.C., and this is another created crisis, them working for the bankers, warring against other countries to establish a global order. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. We preach the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. Why? Because the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Folks, you can search the world over. The fact of the matter is, you're going to end right back up at the Word of God to find out the answers that you declared that you said you were looking for in the first place. It applies to every facet of our lives, period. That's why we always make reference to the Christ. He's the one that makes men free. And if we continuously keep our eyes fixed on Him, Hebrews 12:2, everything's going to be A-okay, regardless of what happens in this life. Right? Put that up against Psalm 23, which comes to my aid as well. Now, over the weekend, I took the time to highlight this. Former Disney cruise worker says she was not allowed to report on creepy employees. I just want to tell you, folks, when you hear people say, I was not allowed to report on crime, on creepy employees, you know, the fact of the matter is that person's holding on to their idol more than they are holding on to the truth, okay? And you can almost bet she probably declares that she's a Christian like so many others in the United States of America. And the fact of the matter is the Bible says, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. Is it our job to preach the Word of God regardless of the scenario? Is it our job to be the light that reproves darkness, Ephesians 5:11? Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. So for some worker to come in and say, you know what, I'm just doing my job at Disney on a cruise line, and I was doing my job by not reporting on some creepy employee that was laying for children on those cruises. That's unjustifiable, is it not? Yes, it is. It's totally unjustifiable. Got off on a little bunny trail. Someone needed to hear that. But I do want you to see this again. Former Disney cruise worker says she was not allowed to report on creepy employees. Oh, my goodness, folks. I don't know that I would just report. I'd probably deal with the individual until the law enforcers got there. I would be the law until the enforcers got there. Let me say that again, right? Isaiah 42:21. I wanted to let you know, in spite of all the information that we have, on top of the, 104 employees, between these employees at Disney, employees at Universal, including one judge, and the child sex ring that was exposed recently. In spite of that, you know what the mainstream media is doing, don't you? They're trying to do, and by the way, don't get me wrong as to what I'm saying here. This was out. The mainstream media is covering it for a reason. Pay attention to Ron DeSantis, who's complaining about the Chinese ties with Disney. And instead of him dropping the law and executing the law in Disney's case, what is he doing? Well, he's making a political statement out of it because he's trying to run for the presidency of the United States of America. For those that don't know, it's the job of the governor. He's like the president of the state, okay? And his job is to enforce the law, Article 2, Section 3, against all crime. Okay, and he's not doing that. He's just calling out the crimes of Disney. He's calling out the crimes of Disney concerning their grooming, their pedophilia. Of course, but why isn't he prosecuting them? Can anybody answer that question? 1-866-582-9933. Here, let me give you the answer, because he's a part of those that are trying to establish a global order. He's just as guilty as anybody else has been, friends. And it's interesting, friends, how people say to me, Bradley, you know, why are you going after Ron? Well, let me ask you the question. Why aren't you going after Ron? Bradley, why are you going after Kristi Noem? Let me ask you the question. Why aren't you going after Kristi Noem? Why aren't you dealing with them? Isn't that the right question? Yep. Isn't that the right answer? Yep, it is. Because the fact of the matter is Ron DeSantis has the power and authority to prosecute Disney from the top to the bottom concerning their crimes against children, concerning their crimes in grooming children, concerning their crimes and their links with the Chinese communists, as he declared. But yet he has done none of that. Okay, you're getting more of Donald Trump here, friends. He's telling you what you want to hear, but he's not doing his job. Okay, people want justice. Again, what guards our liberties, friends? Justice. And what's missing? Justice. This last week, I went through the book of, because I'm going through the whole Bible again, and I'm going through the Torah right now, and I was in Leviticus 25, verse 15. Okay, and Leviticus 25, verse 18, forgive me. And what does it say? It says, wherefore you shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and then when you do them, you shall dwell safely. But if not, your children will become a prey. If not, Disney employees and CEOs will commit treason with foreign countries such as China. That's a violation of Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. But again, none of those things concerning those crimes that these governors are exposing are enforcing in any sense of the word. It's just a political statement. He wants all the attention he can get, and the mainstream media is right there to give Ron DeSantis all the attention he wants. And don't, folks, at the end of the day, don't tell me I didn't tell you again, because we've been on Ronnie since the very beginning. He's blindsided people. He's deceived people. And the fact of the matter is, friends, not one governor throughout, going back to the pandemic, not one governor stood up against those that were paying them off concerning their crimes against humanity. Just for the record here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. But in spite of all of this, I want to show you how the mainstream media is trying to cover up what they can't cover up, because I'm going to continuously call them out for their crimes, Luke 12:2, because that's the church's job. And but again, going back to the mainstream media, what are they doing? They're trying to do their best to cover up the crimes of those in Hollywood. Well, guess what? It's a little too late for that, and I want you to pay attention to this, because this is what's happening
where
now.
Every child's dream comes true, where you're supposed to feel safe and kids can be kids. As parents, you're going to want to pay close attention to our next story. It's an investigation involving child sex predators in some of the most famous theme parks in this country. Now, as you're getting ready to pack the family van and head to Central Florida's Disney World, Universal Studios, or even SeaWorld, you want to see what we found in our six-month investigation. We're talking about a pattern of theme park employees arrested in sex stings after work hours.
Only on 6, a former Disney Cruise Line security officer is speaking out about a molestation she investigated on the ship, and she claims the whole investigation was swept under the rug.
Of the 17 people arrested in Operation Child Protector, 16 are guys, one is a woman.
All of these guys, 5 brain cells, 4 aren't working.
3 are Disney employees. Jonathan McGrew and Savannah Lawrence are a couple. Detectives say they told investigators they were looking for a 13-year-old girl to join them.
Our fantasy is to play stepdad, stepdaughter, stepmom, teacher, student, maybe even shoplifter, where we do a strip search.
Kenneth Aquino worked at Disney as a lifeguard.
He left his girlfriend, who was 7 months pregnant with his child, in order to go have sex with a child.
More than a dozen men, including Disney employees, are facing jail time after they're caught in an undercover sex bust. Investigators in Florida say the men wanted to have sex with the underage boys and girls who they met on social media sites. One of the suspects is a teacher, and several others work at Disney and or Universal.
A 10 News alert right now out of Polk County. Detectives arrested 10 men and 16 and a 16-year-old boy as part of an undercover child pornography investigation.
Wow.
One of the men worked as a project manager at Walt Disney World. Another worked at Legoland. Operation Guardians of Innocence 2 said the men were involved in the possession, promotion, and distribution of child porn. The report shows a consistent pattern of bishops having knowledge of the actions of predatory priests.
Of course.
Signing them and not telling law enforcement about it. It shows several cases of sick leave or health leave referencing when a priest was absent from the ministry in relation to child sexual abuse. Now, we have learned that sick leave was used 3 times for the Reverend Edward Ganster from the Catholic Diocese of Allentown. 3 victims have come forward with allegations against him. He was recommended for a job.
Boy, they have nothing better to do, friends, but to lay for children.
Priesthood in 1990. We do not know if any reports.
Apparently, they aren't paying attention to what's going on here.
How did you get them alone?
Listen carefully.
Grooming. I would check out their family situation. I would check out their clothing to see how well they were, you know, financially. I would check out their social interaction with other kids. You know, when we were on the ballparks or on the gym floor, you know, I would make sure which ones I wanted to molest. I would give them special attention, congratulate them, talk to them when I know that I would never be allowed to talk to anybody else.
So he's telling you how he's grooming those kids, folks.
I would give them the attention that
the employees at Disney trying to meet up with
them feel like, wow.
Minors for illegal sex. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you how they're trying to justify it, okay? Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. In spite of the law, they keep pushing. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report shows drivers in Alabama are feeling the most pain at the pump.
According to Finance Buzz, they're spending over 5% of their take-home pay on fuel, the highest percentage in the country. Nationwide, the average driver is shelling out over 2% of their monthly income, with truck and SUV drivers paying more than 3%. The Biden administration is announcing new plans to lessen the burden of medical debt for Americans. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says medical debt is a health issue, not just a financial one.
Studies have found that Americans with medical debt are more likely to avoid seeking additional medical care than those without debt.
She says the Biden administration is going to hold debt collectors and medical providers accountable for harmful practices. And you're listening to USA Radio News. With inflation hitting a 40-year high in February, supply chain woes continuing along with a drought impacting parts of the United States plains and Russia's invasion of Ukraine, American consumers and farmers are feeling the impacts. Kansas wheat farmer Vance Emke weighs in on the changes he's seeing when it comes to wheat price increases.
Well, over the past couple of years, wheat prices have literally doubled. We've gone from $5 a bushel up to 10 and then 12 and then back to $10 a bushel. But never in my life have I seen commodity prices capitalized into our inputs, you know, like land, as rapidly as they are right now.
Former CDC Director Robert Redfield believes COVID-19 will be here for the rest of our lives. Redfield adding he believes we'll see another coronavirus surge in the fall. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you hear that? The propagandists want you to know that COVID-19's never going away. They've never proven it. I mean, this is how backwards that they got people chasing their tails trying to figure out what the truth of the matter is. They've never proven it. Wow, we do know that it's been an experimental drug that's killed a lot of innocent people. We know that it is causing a lot of damage, amputations to arms, to legs, people losing their sight. Oh, the list goes on. We know that they're using remdesivir, which shuts down your organs. We know that. We know that they were paid to, as an incentive, the hospitals all over the United States of America to get you to take one of their tests. That Hopkins, John Hopkins University told us that even if you take the test, they're putting something inside of your body, which is equivalent to what they call COVID. Whoa, we know that the hospitals are getting paid to admit people into the hospital, but it's got to be for COVID. That's why everybody has COVID, right? Regardless of what their issue is, regardless of what their ailment is. We know that if you're admitted to a hospital, they get incentivized, they get paid. We know that if they put a medical mechanical ventilator on their throat, they get, and by the way, 75% never get off them. They get incentivized. They get paid to do so. If they die, regardless of how they die, the coroner equates it to COVID because they manufactured all of these results. He gets paid to tell them that too. And guess who paid for all of this, Americans? You did! You paid for all of it. They stole your money, the federal government did, and paid off all of these Judases to work against the people. Why? Because it is judgment. That is why. Here, I wanted to show you this. Did you see this? There's so many adverse side effects right now, according to Health Impact News. Pfizer hired 600 new employees due to the large increase of adverse event reports, saith the documents. Did you hear a word about that on the mainstream media? Nope. Regardless and in spite of the law, they keep pushing the narrative, don't they, friends? Isn't that crazy? Let me go back. Let me finish up this little segment on Disney World. There is some real protest going on. I praise God for it. And the fact of the matter is people need to be made aware as to what they're doing over at Disney parks. We already are very well aware. We know that they are advocating crimes against children, just like I said, 17 years ago. And now here we are, 17 years later, people are responding. Okay? Now, with that said, I wanted you to not only see the video which I just played, and it's the mainstream media highlighting the crimes of those that are laying for the children at those parks and those that are responsible for grooming the children at those parks. But it's interesting because we know that they just told Mickey Mouse that he can now resume hugging at Disney theme parks. Wow. Do you see how they're trying to form everybody's opinion? They're trying to get you in line to think the way that they want you to think. Notice that? Oh, it was no big deal. Mickey's back to business, and so are we. Mickey's back to business, and so are we. Wait a second, Ron DeSantis, what about all those bad things that you said about those things that were going on at Disney? How come they're now back to the norm, or at least trying to be? They want you to believe that they're back to the norm. They want much of this to go away, friends. And the fact of the matter is it's not going to go away. As long as kids are under attack in this country, I will continuously open my mouth. I will stand up, and I will protect them, period, okay? On Saturday, I highlighted the fact that RedVoiceRadioMedia.com highlighted pedophile pandemic from coast to coast, and it shows a picture on the front of old pedophile Joe Biden, the individual that is allowed to stay in the People's White House regardless. Isn't that crazy? And he wants you to believe he's beating up on Russia right now. there's no truth in this guy. Literally, there is no truth in this guy. He is a devil incarnate. He's an empty suit, if you haven't been paying attention. So, we just seen this. This is what I want to get to. In spite of the law, they keep pushing. I'm going to the next topic, which reverts back to some of the things that I was just talking about concerning that of Health Impact News and the things that they were and are reporting on. But vaccine mandates for federal employees. Did you see with all of this information coming out through doctors? Okay. All of these doctors that have been censored by big tech companies. Oh my goodness, they're all over the place now. RFK, Dr. Tenpenny. I mean, the list goes on. Malone. They're just all over the place. They have been working for 3 years doing their best to work through all the censorship in getting the American people and people on a global basis to understand that these experimental jabs are dangerous, okay? And showing how many people have died from these experimental jabs, it's insane that these people are still pushing it in spite of all of the facts that are out there. And you can't cover up what is in fact happening. As a matter of fact, I got a brand new stat here. This is from Eudra Vigilance. It's the European database of suspected adverse drug reactions. This is brand new, friends. This is brand new. COVID-19 vaccine adverse drug reactions, 42,507 dead, and yet they keep pushing it. They're trying to justify the unjustifiable. I showed you this one last week. Again, just getting caught up over the weekend here, friends. Children's lives destroyed by COVID. Oh, I'm sorry. On social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Before it's news.com, top left side of the page. Children's lives destroyed by COVID vaccines. You guys also do know, just to get everybody caught up, and I'm going to move on here. Dr. Tenpenny said that by 2022, she's been right thus far. Hey, folks, she's been right thus far. She said by 2022, those that took the shot will have AIDS. We'll see if she's right. I just seen something this morning where one doctor said this is worse than war casualties. Of course it is. But you know what? What's sad about all this? Now, when it comes to the kids, they're innocent. But what's sad about all of this? Their parents are responsible for allowing these criminals to inject their children by force. Of course, they'll tell you it wasn't by force, but it was by force. Because if you don't do what we say, then you're going to lose your job or you can't go to school. And then they're going to stand back after the damage is done, and they're going to act with they're going to put their hands up in the air and say, well, we never forced it. Oh, yeah, you did. You forced it. And can you imagine what is going to happen to this country and the next step in judgment if the American people don't deal with these people that have committed genocide on innocent children? Well, but again, you know, and I've said this before, you know, I mean, Americans have already been desensitized and allowing their government to murder 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day anyway. So I guess what's the big deal, right? Am I being facetious? Yeah, I am. It's pretty sickening, isn't it? Yeah, it is. It really is. Saturday's show, I must have said it 3 or 4 times. If they're not out there, your government, corruption in government's not out there laying to kill your babies. They're out there laying to molest your children, aren't they? Should talk to the State Department about that, huh? Yeah. Or the CPS. That's trafficking children. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Quit acting, Americans, like it's not happening. Quit acting like you don't know who the bad guys are, because you do. Wow. So I just gave you some more statistics concerning what's happening. I see some people tonight, they're so excited about hearing another doctor telling us what's wrong with the country in a different aspect. Not what's right. Not here I am, send me, Lord. Nope. Now, what's the next bad thing that's happening in our country that we're going to leave our children when we're dead and gone? Yeah. Can't wait. All right. What's he going to tell us today? Bunch of Epicureans, right, or Stoics in the book of Acts, waiting for something new to come out. Wow. Vaccine mandates for federal employees. Got a question. Love to put the questions, because the reason I ask a lot of questions is because the burden of proof is on them, not on you. They already said that they were going to uphold the law, and then when you ask to see the law, they can't produce the law. So when we're talking about vaccine mandates for employees, federal employees, can somebody please show me, or doctors, or anybody who has a fundamental right to say absolutely no way, can anybody show me where the government has made reference to the law that justifies their actions? But the high courts have said vaccine mandates for federal employees, Joe Biden's mandates, you know what, take those sanctions off and let him have his way. Really? Can you show me the law? Mr. or Mrs. Judges, can you show me the law? I know some of you people, you just can't stand the truth. Go on to another radio show. Go on and hear more of their garbage, how they continuously divide the American people. Go on to those that are going to try to debate the truth of the matter when they all the well know the truth of the matter, but they don't hold to the truth, because if they hold to the truth, they're not going to have any more sponsors to make them millions of dollars every year off the stupidity of the people that they're capitalizing off. I know who you are. I know exactly who you are. Where in the Constitution gives a judge or a president or the Department of Health in any state or the CDC or the WHO any authority to force somebody to take a mandatory jab? You ready for this? There isn't one. Let me say it again. There isn't one. Did you know that former Senator John Glenn said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, this is the guy that deceived you into believing that he actually went to the moon. He's dead in hell now where he belongs, but listen carefully. He said, if we had to do that, follow the rule of our Constitution, he said, we could not pass most of the laws that we enact around here. So how do they get away from it? Or, I'm sorry, how do they get away with it? Well, they get away from it and with it because the people don't know the difference. That's what I suspect, right? Yep. And that's what they're riding right now is the ignorance of the people that let them do the things that they do.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, friends, I'm just going to give you a heads up for this week. I'm going to open a portion up of the ministry that nobody's ever really known about except people that are closest to us. We'll get to that probably Wednesday, it probably looks like. And I'll share that with you more on Wednesday. And then it looks like Thursday or Friday we're going to have Ted Nugent with us. And the reason we're going to bring up Nugent is because there's some issues going on right now. Thomas Massie exposing Biden administration's latest gun grab. Again, friends, here you have what them that call themselves Republicans calling out the unconstitutional Democrats as the left. And here they are again. What are they doing, friends? They're highlighting the crimes of Joe Biden. Okay? It says, gun control finds every way possible to undermine the right to bear arms in America. This is what Thomas Massie said. Because the anti-gun left, there's only a left because the right tolerates the left, has been unable to pass their gun control schemes through traditional legislative means. They are now looking towards the bureaucracy and even the executive branch to see their agenda through. Okay? I guarantee you, friends, at the end of this article, there is another fundraiser. But if you're going to give, if you're going to support these people, don't you expect a little action? And it's not enough for these guys to stop the illegalities of what's going on concerning what they call the left. Why are they not prosecuting them for their violation of oath? Read Deuteronomy 23:23. Because this is the best you get. This is what you put up with. So what we're going to do is on Thursday or Friday, we're going to have Ted Nugent with us, and we're going to be talking about the Second Amendment. So on Thursday or Friday, the day before, I will be teeing it up the best that I can for that particular show. I'm waiting on particulars right now concerning that time with Mr. Nugent. So we'll see how that all rolls out in up and coming days here. I want to get back to this because I want to close this out with the facts concerning all those things that are being done in America right now through the courts that are violating, again, their constitutional oaths. I'm talking about vaccine mandates for federal employees, and I'm asking the question again because the burden of proof is on them. Where's the law that gives them the authority in doing so? And I'm here to tell you, friends, that there isn't one. Okay, there isn't one. If there's one thing that corruption in government has gotten over on the people of America today, is that many of what the government declares as laws are not even constitutional. They're not legal. They're not congruent with the U.S. Constitution. We've done this show several times. I love the topic. Read Psalm 94, verse 20. Many of what the government has gotten over on the people of America today is that many of what government declares as laws are not even constitutional. Therefore, they are null and void. If not, prove it to us. Make reference to the law that you're enacting here. They can't do it. Period. Hey, folks, it may look like law. It might smell like law, but it's not law. It may look like a duck. It may walk like a duck. It may even swim like a duck, but guess what? Quack like a duck, but it's not a duck. Okay? It's called the color of law. And the color of law, friends, is it looks like, sounds like, but consider the source as to who's telling you that it's the law of the land. It's coming from today in modern times, more than it is not, from the lawless. Okay? Just like Senator John Glenn stated, why if we had to do that, follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not pass most of the laws that we enact around here. And let me say this too, I don't need another guest to tell you what I already know. We need to get the information into the hands of the people, into the minds and hearts of the people to respond as to what's going on. Because when the people do it, it's going to stop. But if they're going to keep giving money over to politicians that are doing nothing but highlighting the crimes of those that they tolerate called the left, the only thing you're doing is you're being gouged. You are being stripped of your finances when, in fact, those representatives, as I've said a million times, they're already being paid. Why are you giving more money to those people that are being paid? And look at their net values. They're worth millions. Gosh, folks, that's another show, but it irritates me to no end. Folks, what's going on here concerning the vaccine mandates for federal employees, really what it comes down to, it's another example of this corrupt system of overreaching and assuming authority that's never been given to them. And this is all under the guise of healthcare and medicine. Hey, folks, totalitarianism is a government by force, and they're trying to empower the CDC and the Department of Health to force these medications on people, as they call them, these vaccines on the people against their will. They don't have the authority to do it, at least not lawfully, okay? So when they're getting threatened, well, if you don't take it, you're losing your job. Hey, you know what? What that constitutes right there is a lawsuit, and I'm coming after you. That's what that is. President Joe Biden, according to the Epoch Times, reported that the U.S. Appeals Court is clearing treasonous Joe Biden's COVID-19, I added treasonous, COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal employees. It states, President Joe Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal workers is back in effect after a federal appeals court ruling on April 7th. Hey, folks, it is time for the American people to defy, to dissent this corruption. This is not law. Okay? A panel on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit entered the ruling overturning a district judge's earlier block of the mandate. By the way, when this came out, I knew this is exactly what they're going to do. They were going to kick the can down the road just a little bit. And isn't it interesting when the government wants something pushed through right away? Isn't it interesting how it just takes days and sometimes weeks, at length a month or two, before they get the answer that they were longing for? But when you want justice, it takes you 2 to 3 years to get it. And it takes you about $250,000 to $500,000 to get justice. That's a system of indulgence, Americans. That is not the American way. Look at the message that's being sent to the young people today. You can buy a judge. Yep. U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Brown, a Trump appointee, had concluded that Biden lacked the statutory authority to issue the mandate. He does. Two judges on the appeals court panel did not directly address the matter, but found that the plaintiffs, the ones that brought the suit, a group of federal employees, should have taken their complaints to different venues. Well, you know what? The fact of the matter is the judges should have put the mandate on it without anybody bringing it to them in the first place. What do you think of that? Because they never had the constitutional authority in doing so in the first place. Why? Because the people didn't delegate it to them to do. It goes on. Employees who disagree with the board can appeal to a federal appeals court. Yep, more money. And isn't it sad, America? Isn't it sad that the set attorneys today, they profit either way, win or loss? No. The attorney should get paid only when they win, not when they lose. Because an attorney, if he's got any brains in his head, he's not going to take the case unless he knows he has them in the first place. Right? No wonder why Jesus damned and woed these people. Read Matthew 23. The law precludes district court of federal statutory and constitutional claims, Judge Carl Stewart, a Clinton employee. See how they're dividing? A Clinton appointee. Hey, wrote the decision. Here again, folks, let's just away from all of this propaganda. I don't care if it's a Clinton appointee. I don't care if it's a Trump appointee or an Obama appointee or a Bush appointee. They all swore to uphold the same law. But again, if you keep falling for the fact that there's these unconstitutional parties, you're going to think, oh, look at the left's doing. Look at the right's doing. My goodness, enough of that, America. Let's grow up. Let's go way beyond that. We're ruled by law in this country, and there is one law, not two. There's not two different versions of law in America. And no, they are not a law unto themselves. So why is it that the mainstream media keeps pushing, you know, oh, a Trump appointee, oh, he must be a good guy. Yeah, really? What did he do that the Clinton appointee didn't do or did do? Absolutely nothing. Why? Because they're two sides of the same coin. We're ruled by law, friends, by law. This decision was joined by Judge James Dennis, another Clinton appointee. Ooh. Well, if he broke the law, then guess what? Then Americans, all these appointees that are Clinton appointees and they're not doing their job, same thing with Trump and Bush and Obama, then guess what? You have a responsibility and an obligation to impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and then to prosecute them. 2 weeks ago, I put together a video on Rumble for you. I have about 200 to 300 videos that are educational that are made applicable to the issues that you deal with today. They've been impeached before and prosecuted before, friends. And it's time that we do the same thing. Because the point that I'm making here concerning vaccine mandates for federal employees, there is no law that gives them the authority to do so. So therefore, remove them.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.